I live in Herne Bay now, but I was born in Manchester and brought up in Manchester. My family is still in Manchester. So I found it so shocking because I can tell you now, Manchester is the most multicultural, brilliant place in the country, where we really do, everybody lives together side by side. And we do have areas where there are greater numbers maybe of Asians, but they're not ghettos. They just chose to all move together in places. I've never felt frightened. I've walked those streets of Manchester, caught the all-night bus at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock as a girl, and never felt frightened. It's always been a really beautiful place to live. And I think that's what makes it the more shocking, that it is not what Manchester people are like. And knowing that my cousin, he's got a 16-year-old daughter, you see, an only child, a very much loved only child, and she's just the sort of kiddie that went to that concert. So as soon as we heard, my brother who lives here as well, we rang home to say, is everybody safe? And straight away my cousin said, well, Chris is out there. It was seeing the children, seeing those young, you know, those young lives where they have got life-changing injuries. If they weren't killed, their injuries are pretty severe. I mean, they haven't released it yet, but they are pretty awful. So these men and the ambulance men and the nurses, they go and do this job, but the fact is they're still human beings and they're still traumatised and affected by what's happened, you know. And it's easy to say, well, that's the job, that's what they're trained for, but they're not trained for that. You know, he's a policeman. Yes, he's in the Met and he's in Manchester and he's been a policeman, you know, all his adult life. But he's not trained to see these children scattered in pieces, and so it's just been awful. I know it sounds really mad because I've lived here for a long time, for 40 years, but all I wanted to do was go home. I wanted to go home and I wanted to stand in Albert Square with all my other Mancunians. I just felt this real need to go home, and I shouldn't feel different because it's my hometown. We should feel this outrage wherever it was, but somehow it felt like a personal attack on me and my everything we believe in, everything we were brought up to believe. We were brought up that we all live together, and that's what I find so sad.